Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Mankind lost that dominion. But look at verse number 9. But we see Jesus. Praise God. He was the one who changes everything. Jesus regains dominion over the earth by his suffering and death of his resurrection. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Again, Jesus regains dominion over the earth by his suffering of death and his resurrection. Man forfeited that right, but Jesus regained that right. And that promise, in that which we will rule and reign with him. And because of the sacrifice and victory over death, hell, and the grave, Jesus Christ is now crowned with glory and honor that we read here in this passage of Scripture. And let me read the rest of that verse. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Let that one sink in. By the way, do you believe that? I was listening this morning to on our Roku channel. We have that 24-hour radio station, and I listen to it all the time. I rarely turn TV on. Maybe special events, but if I do, most of the time, if you come to the house, what is on is on our TV, is our Roku. Do y'all ever watch that? Has the beautiful scenery that's put up there, the different things, the fields of grains and mountains and streams and all the beaches and all. And there's songs that are being sung over the channel. It's beautiful, just relaxing. And one of them that was sung this morning, we had sung at the church a couple weeks ago, titled, Whosoever Will May Come. By the way, didn't them guys do a great job? Amen. Remember, it was DJ, Corey, and Kyler. Whoa. I believe that. Whosoever will may come. Well, here, Hebrews is so clear about that by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man. That he by the, in my notes, I put a big star by this, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. I told you I read a lot of books and a lot of commentaries, and one of my favorite commentaries that I go to in the book of Hebrews, as I told you when I started this study, was Oliver B. Green. How many of y'all remember Oliver B. Green? Great preacher, great evangelist of the past. And I want to encourage you, some of our people did get that book, and I asked him about it. Tremendous, tremendous commentary, book of Hebrews. Well, he wrote this, and I wrote it down, and this is his quote. I won't give him the credit for writing this, but I was just so amazed as I read this. I read it over and over and over again, and he writes these words. The object of Calvary was not to soften God's heart toward the sinner. On the contrary, the tender, compassionate heart of God allowed Calvary to be. Calvary did not create love in the heart of God for the sinner. God's heart, being filled with love in the beginning, brought about Calvary. Calvary did not create grace. Grace created Calvary. I kept reading. I couldn't get over that part. That's why I had to write it down. Where it talks about here that by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man. Isn't God's grace just wonderful? Amen. Again, I read something earlier, and I have this part that I'm fixing to say in my message. I wrote it down. It just stuck with me all week. That as many languages as are there in the world today that's ever been, there's no words in any language that could properly describe the grace of God. Words fall empty when we talk about the grace. We try to define it. Well, it's the unmerited favor of God, grace. Boy, that's even that is so shallow. The grace of God, grace created Calvary. What grace? What love? The love of God cannot be put into words. We see God's love in action on Calvary. Jesus on Calvary was God's love on display. God giving his best for man's worst. Did y'all get that? God giving his very best for man's worst. And it says here, he tasted death for every man. And I believe that. For you, for me, for every man. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I don't want to leave on a negative note here this morning. I just want to place this. There's a lot of our churches who are falling into that camp of Calvinism. I made a statement here a year or so ago, and I won't repeat it. I want to make it very clear. I love everybody. I love everybody. But I hate Calvinism. I didn't say I hated Calvinist. I hate Calvinism or what it teaches. My Bible says he tasted death for every man, not just for a few, not just for that chosen, not just for who he, and then he reprobated everybody. In my Bible, I have a different God. It's so clear. He tasted death for, I've talked to Calvinists. They don't like talking to me. I just give them God's word. You know what they finally say? Well, you don't understand yet. That's their answer. I haven't been enlightened by the truth of God's word. I just know what, I may be dumb. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right boat. When he says every man, I believe every man. Every boy, every girl, every, I don't care who you are, what lifestyle you are ever from, he died for you. He tasted death for every man. If you can't believe that, I'm sorry. No, you're sorry. It's the word of God, so help me. Now, I may make some people mad, but that's so. I'm going to stand before God one day. And I tell you what, I'm going to be judged for some of the things I've said, some things I've done. I hadn't asked forgiveness. That's a whole other story. But I tell you what I won't be judged for is believing this word when I preach that God loves everyone. He died for everyone. Everyone. You can say what you want. But pray. Ain't it amazing? Early in the book of Hebrews, whosoever will, let him come. I don't get it. Again, I got to quit. I don't get these people. Whosoever but. Whosoever except. That's not in the Bible nowhere. It's so plain. I wish that those people who thought I could take like a toilet that Daddy used to use, got all that mess in their mind and have a treadle on their on the toilet, and I can just flush, and all that junk flushes out, and they have a clean mind. It just stuck there, and they won't let it out. If I were a Baptist priest, I'd probably cuss. It's a bunch of baloney. He by the grace of God would taste death for every man. So be it. As the world stands, it will always be. Amen. And y'all rejoice about that, because that includes you. That includes me. For every man. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, what promises we have in Scripture. We thank you for that great salvation. Lord, how it's promised to anyone, whosoever will, let him come. Lord, bless the worship hour. Lord, that you'll be pleased with our worship as we lift up our voices in praise and adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.